Chapter 40. 2 days had passed, 2 days of sadness and hard work. Salaman Dastron was cleared of the horrifying debris of war. Pennants waved from lances fixed in the sands of the shoreline. These were the graves of hares and shrews who had fallen in the struggle to free the mountain. And farther along, in an unmarked place, the carcasses of Farrago's horde found their last resting place. Now was the time to bring light and fresh food to the rocky fortress by the sea. Parties were sent out to forage. Others worked on the slopes, unblocking window spaces and replanting the mountain terraces with flowers, crops and trees. Deep in the cellars, a ruler had discovered a fault in the rock. She supervised a band of shrews as they levered, chiseled and chipped at the fissure. The young mole maid had smelt water below, a cold, clear spring of good, fresh drinking water. It would make the mountain invulnerable to siege, giving an endless supply of the most precious of liquids. She shook paws with Logalog and Alfo as they watched the spring gurgle gently through the hole they had sweated to cut into the living stone.
Hurr! It bain't no tober ale, good beast, but I wager it tastes just as good, hurr!
There remained one last sad duty, to install the body of Earthstripe with his predecessors. Samkim was requested to be at the ceremony, wearing the sword of Martin the Warrior strapped across his shoulders. He carried a lantern, lighting the way for the three badgers who bore the Mountain Lord. Big Oxeye and Sergeant Sapwood walked with them, giving Samkim directions to the spot. Earthwhite pushed back the slab to the secret cave. Samkim gazed around at the rock walls, covered in mysterious badger carvings and pictures. Sapwood sniffed and wiped a paw roughly across his eyes as he peered at the last carving.
"This here was graven by his lordship himself. See, there he is. And there's you, Lord Earthwhite. Here's young Master Samkim too, and the sword, though I can't read the writing my friend Earthstripe carved there."
Lombard could, however. Samkim held the lantern as she silently scanned the high, ancient badger script. When she had finished reading, she turned to them.
"This was written for me alone to read. That is why I am not pictured on the wall. I alone must keep the awful and joyful secrets written here, until Earthwhite can be instructed as Lord of Salaman Dastron. There is one thing I can tell you, however. Earthstripe, my grandson, wishes to rest beneath Emlor. Where that is, I cannot say. Do any of you know?"
The lantern light flickered about the walls as they looked at each other.
"Emlor?"
Big Oxeye shrugged.
"There's no place in this mountain with such a name."
Samkim wandered about the chamber, repeating the name to himself.
"Emlor. Emlor."
At the far end of the cave, the wall was smooth but blank. There was no writing on it. Samkim ran his paw across it and leapt back in surprise.
"Look, this is not stone."
It was a curtain made from some rough, woven material. Pebbles and sand had been fixed to it with pine resin, giving the effect of a rock wall. Earthwhite moved it carefully to one side. An awesome sight greeted the eyes of the onlookers. Seated on a rock throne was the crumbling skeleton of a badger, clad in full war armor. The alcove behind the curtain was semicircular in shape, marred by a huge boulder that bulged out on one side.
"The writing says that is the last remains of old Lord Brocktree, first badger lord of Salaman Dastron."
Lombard's voice echoed around the cave. Sapwood touched the dusty mailed paw guards reverently.
"I'll bet this old lord knows where Emlor is, but he ain't telling us, are you, sir?"
Mara stood staring at the skeleton of Lord Brocktree. When the feeling of awe had passed, she noticed something. Hurrying forward, she examined the wall at one side of the throne.
"His paw seems to be pointing this way. Look!"
An oblong plate of copper was fixed into the rock. It was green and dulled with age. Lombard wet it and scoured the surface with sand until it gleamed dully.